Maria Fuata is newly appointed to the National Pacific Radio Trust. That is the body that is our mama for Pacific Media Network that owns 531 PI and our sister station, New FM, and also PMN News. Manati, she was appointed by the Manati Taonga Ministry of Culture and Heritage, who made the announcement yesterday. Of Fijian and Rotuman heritage, Maria Fuata has strong skills and experience in financial analysis, audit, and business management. Her previous finance roles include a five-year stint as an auditor for PricewaterhouseCoopers in Suva, a senior auditor at Grant Thornton Accounting in Auckland, and Pacific Media Network Finance and Administration Manager and Pacific Business Trust Corporate Manager. Since January 2016, Maria Fuata has run her own accounting business specializing in zero accounting for not-for-profit, government-funded organizations, community groups, and small family businesses. Maria is also the chair of the New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship Group and joining us now this morning. Noia Maori to you, Maria. Welcome.
Noia Maori, welcome to all our listeners and thank you so much for having me.
Good, good. Hey, quickly, as we do an Islanders get together, we always get nosy in it. Please tell us more about yourself.
Well, thanks for that rap you gave. Sounds really professional, eh? But I'll probably give you a little bit about what's not in the news release. I was born and raised in a small sugarcane town in Fiji called Lotoka. And I went to school there and only moved to Suva for university, where I met my husband and obviously where I started at PricewaterhouseCoopers in Suva. My husband and I, Rob, have been in New Zealand since 2003, and we have seven children. And we have them across the board from primary school all the way through to university here in Auckland, keeping our Rotuman population well and alive in New Zealand. I have quite a lot of experience in the financial management space, as you mentioned, but my passion and heart is more on the community and not-for-profit space. And that's where I believe I can contribute in terms of the financial skills and management of our organizations to make sure we're better prepared and can survive for the longer term in serving our communities. I am from the villages of Itumuta, Pepche, and Chuchu from Rotuma. And my husband's also Rotuman and with a bit of Fijian heritage as well. So, yeah, but if you ask my children, they'll probably say they're Kiwi Rotuman. So there you go. That's kind of where we're at the moment. But I'm really excited to be here and definitely excited to be part of the Pacific Media Network whānau. Thank you.
Wow, that is awesome. That should have been the part that was in the press news. Because, you know, well, as an honorary Russian myself, I'd like to thank you for contributing to the population of a beautiful nation of Rotuma. Seven for now and seven later, as they say. Look, tell what has been the reaction in terms of yourself and your supporters in your community with regards to the appointment?
Oh, I was really excited because I know that there's a lot of experienced and knowledgeable governance members in our Pacifica community. But, you know, to be approached and asked to put my name in the ring and go through the, you know, very robust process of the appointment. Initially, that excitement turned into, oh, I've got to do something, you know, get over myself and be prepared to serve. But yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm excited, particularly to represent my small Rotuman community. And there's a lot of us out there who are in a similar position, like Atualu and Tokelau and our communities, who I think can attest to the fact that maybe numbers is not so much the issue right now. It's actually more what we bring to the table. And, you know, I'm grateful that our bigger cousins, the Samoans and Tongans and Fijians, are always welcoming and helping us along. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
When you say bigger as in figure of speech?
okay. The ones that have been around longer,
I should say,
are more mature and older cousins.
All right, look, just to let you know, as a new board member, that every time a new country enters the fold, Brian and I have to make a trip to that country to make sure that you know, we are representing our board members strong and alive. So what is your goal for the next 3 years as a newly appointed board member?
I see that the board's composition is quite strong, and I'm excited to just add to the skill set that's there already. In particular, I would like to help with the and strengthen the financial understanding at a governance level, and help my Cook Island brother, Sholin Iveti, who's doing a great job, I believe, in that space already. I think, as I mentioned earlier, that financial backing and that financial understanding at governance and strategic level will definitely, you know, keep us in good stead for the longer term. And yeah, I'm excited to do my little part in that space. And yeah, I'm sure Sholin will be kind enough to help me through the ropes and just teach me a few things along the way, and the rest of the board members, as well as Tumalu, the chair.
Brian and I don't like to do things at all because we're very shy people, you see, but feel free to give us cards with our faces on it if it helps the station and PMN move forward now. From you coming in, now joining onto the board, you know, what are some of the things that you see or a vision that you see PMN serving in our Pacific community, that opportunities that we've yet to explore yet, and also around the world for that matter?
I think you'll agree 2020 has been, you know, one of those years, you know, that cliche now, unprecedented times. All over the years, even when I was at PMN, and you guys do it so well in the last few years, is connecting us back to the islands with, you know, our music, our songs, news, business. But I think going forward, it's almost like a different level now in terms of, you know, the world around us. And using this unique media and broadcasting platform to get our people here in New Zealand, but also in the region, more prepared, more responsive, and more informed for whatever the world and the globe will bring us in terms of the pandemic or any other matters, you know, so that we're not left in the dark. So I guess it's that the silver lining of 2020 in terms of, you know, the pandemic is, it just shows how the importance of our language and culture and our skills and talents enables and empowers our people through platforms like PMN to show the world that, you know, we are ready, we are resilient, and we can do this, and, you know, we can face this together and get over it and get through it together. So I think it's more of this year showed what PMN can do, and I'm grateful to you guys and the work that you've done in helping our community be informed during the pandemic. I think you played a really critical part in that space, and I was watching from a distance. I couldn't wait to get in there because I could see the important role that PMN was playing. So yeah, more of that information, that hub that our people can come to know what's happening and be prepared for whatever comes our way.
Yay! A new car is on its way, Brian. That's a very positive tone for Maria Forte. They should have put Rotomans in early. Hey, we would have just had a plane. Maria, before I let you go, tell us more about the work that you currently are doing as the chair of the New Zealand Rotoman Fellowship Group, other than contributing to the population growth, that is.
Well, you know, if you ask our community leaders, and we're made up of a very young population, not me, but a lot of our Rotuman community members in New Zealand are probably under 35. And, you know, you'd say that given that that's the composition of our community, us, the parents and the elders, have a huge responsibility to play to make sure we are passing on our knowledge and our language to our children. I'm not a fluent speaker, but, you know, my role is to connect and collaborate with all our elders here, as well as our knowledge holders back home in Rotuma, to make sure that our children get the opportunities to learn the language, understand where they come from, their identity. So the New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship has been around for over 30 years. You can see that we've grown in terms of numbers, but also in the initiatives and programs that we do. We have membership groups down in Wellington, in the Waikato, and here in Auckland, which is the majority of our community group. But we host things like annual get-togethers, annual camps, where we get to, you know, do our kōua, it's called, which is like the umu, and, you know, enjoy our delicacies that we would not be able to do in our own homes. But also a big push for us is the language. And the reason is mainly our youth want to know, you know, our youth are hungry. They want to know about their language, their culture, because, as you know, in New Zealand, Pacific youth find that their identity is a key part of who they are and the success of, you know, how they do here in New Zealand. So we've been around for a long time and we're excited about the things to come. We are using technology to our advantage and, you know, in terms of getting our messages across. We have our community-led online language programs, which is free to all our people. We've had people sign up for it from as far as Canada. But yeah, just using technology and our youth and the talent that they bring to the table to get our language and our cultural initiatives out there. In fact, I'll invite you to our annual get together on the 31st of this month out in Henderson, if you're free, just to come and taste the delicacies that I've been talking about.
Free.
Well, not the audience, but just you, Brian, you and your colleague. Otherwise, we'll probably run out of fake.
Again, those things we don't like to get out on about because we're very shy people. But when you say the word community and Fike, yeah. We are definitely going to be there. Maria Fuata, our newly appointed board member for the National Pacific Radio Trust. Thank you very much for your time this morning. All the best with everything on all the verticals that you're working on. And God bless and Faixia, and thank you for coming on board today.
Faixia.